AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Big Spring Shorts Ripier Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Shorts Ripier Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. Chance Stewart single-handedly outscored the Coldwater Cardinals. He had 22 to the Coldwater team's 18. 26-18 the score to start the second half. Cardinal ball to start it, moving from left to right. Sturgis from right to left as we have switched sides. Here is Michael Magos moving to the right wing. The give is to Mock. Now comes inside to Blaze Watson, who's immediately triple-teamed. Maurer needs help. He's two times. Bounce pass comes back out to Mock on the left wing. Now to Maurer. He launches the triple from the left corner and drains it.
Good start for the Cardinals in the second half. Grant Maurer drains his second three of the night.
Just a five-point lead right now for Sturgis, 26-21. Let's see how they answer. Uh-oh, Jeffy. He answered big time.
He answered a three of his own.
29-21 after that exchange of three-point buckets. Blaze Watson on the right wing. They have a pretty decent Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside combination, so it's kind of a mystery why they're just two games over 500 and 3-5 in the smack. He's coming into the ninth game.
Well, again, you know, there's only, what, nine kids on the roster, so they don't go very deep. And you're playing against some of the teams in the smack East. You better have some extra firepower coming off the bench.
Blaze Watson is fouled by Kristen Stewart, his second team, first of the second half. Blaze Watson to the free throw line. The Sturgis student section chanting out air ball, and Blaze draws iron on the first one. Second of two from Blaze is off the back of the rim. The ball tipped and hauled in by Champ Stewart. If I'm not mistaken, isn't basketball Champ's the third favorite sport?
I would say probably second, to be honest with you. I know he likes baseball and everything, but, you know, he became 1,000-point scorer the game after Coldwater.
Right.
And I believe he's going to end his career as the leading scorer here at Sturgis, if he isn't already. So
it's a pretty good performance for this being his second favorite sport. 29-21, the Trojans get the ball after Champs had the ball poked away right in front of us. He's on the low left block, Champs is. Shefke on the right corner, get it up top to Andrew Erja. Back to our starting units for both teams. The Stewart brothers, Chesky, Airgood, and Schuler. Whistle and a cold water foul. Champ Stewart cut the ball. Mangos with his second foul, team first the second half. Trojan ball, 6:06 left to play in the quarter. Here's Champ Stewart with a hot step, shoots over Taggart. He travels.
That's a little uncharacteristic for him, seeing the travel calls. Cardinals will take it though. Michael Magos bringing the ball up the court for the Cards.
29-21, 8-point lead after dueling triples by Jack Shefke for the Trojans and Grant Maurer for the Cardinals. A shot by Blaze Watson in traffic, went behind the backboard and out of bounds. Back to the boys in orange and black.
Good idea to take it to the hoop, but you got to get it on the right side of the bucket.
Here comes Kristen Stewart. He's across the timeline. Magos will meet up with him as the Cardinals are man-to-man defensively. Bounce pass, Shefke inside, trying to post up his chance. Stewart started all where he left off in the first half. His 24th point of the night, and the Cardinals trail by 10, 31-21. Ball poked away. Coldwater will get it on the right corner.
Chance Stewart, just too big, too athletic, too quick for the Coldwater big guys.
To everything,
yeah.
Basically. Maurer is looking. He needs help. Ball almost taken away by Kristen Stewart. It's fought by Mago. Trojans extending the 2-1-2 zone defense as the Cardinals showed a little bit of a slowdown game. Here's Mock, top of the key, with Chance guarding him. Almost hit with the clip. The ball went inside to Mago. Ricocheted off of him, ricocheted off a couple of Trojans. It's going to be cold water ball once again.
Yeah, Ryan Mock tried to force that pass inside to Michael Magos, who was down there amongst the Giants for the most part.
The inbound comes to Grant Maurer again between the circles on the weave. It's going to come to Mock. Shoots from the free throw line, bounces off the rim, ball flat by Maurer, picked up by Taggart. Scoop shot is good.
Nice left-hander from Logan Taggart.
31-23, back to an 8-point Sturgis lead, 4:44 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Shefke to Tristan Stewart between the circles, evaluating things here. Shefke dribble drive, kick the ball out. Now here's Tristan. Get it to big brother Chance, moving from the right elbow to the middle of the lane. 10-footer takes a couple of generous bounces and falls through the cylinder. Trojans lead by 10 once again. Other end of the floor, Cam Stewart commits the foul on Blaze Watson's take left baseline.
It'll be his third if that's him.
Yep. Matthew Polson and Lonnie Wright getting ready to check in for the Sturgis Trojans. First of two from Blaze Watson coming up. Bounces off the back of the rim. You know, it looks like Ryan Hadley getting ready to check in for Goldwater. Probably after what hopefully will be a make by Blaze Watson here in the back end. Nope, it doesn't go in. Blaze Watson had a hand on the ball. It was hit several times, taken away by Chance Stewart.
They actually gave that last foul on Sturgis to Tristan Stewart.
And that's his third. Keith Sorowski with one of his mid-quarter timeouts. It comes with 4:12 left to play in the third quarter. 30-second timeout as the Trojans lead the Cardinals by 10, 33-23. We're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WCBB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Kristen Stewart with a ball coming out of the Sturgis timeout. He moves to the right wing. The Trojans lead by 10, 33-23. Wright is between the circles, moves off a chance of screen to Shefke, left corner three, rolls off a hoop rebound by Kristen Stewart. I'll get it back outside to Chance. Now back to Shefke. He'll dribble drive.
Oh, he stepped out of that.
You had the best shot of looking at.
No question about it. I'm right here on the line. So
Shefke was trying to go around Taggart, but he got confused by the rather confusing volleyball court boundary and end line here at the Sturgis Gym. Floor is due for resurfacing, too, in my not-so-humble opinion, and I bet you it might happen to get rid of the Big 16 insignias on either side of the court.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Because, of course, the Trojans are going to move over to the Wolverine Conference next year as the Cardinals leave the SMAC to join the Interstate 8. Cardinals turn the ball over, other end of the floor. Trojans get it in the backcourt, leading by 10, 33-23.
I don't recall this court being refinished in the last few years that I've been around anyway.
Although, where the almost a skunk on the alley pass and shifts me to Stewart, but Stewart can't get the tip in. And the Trojans lead by 12, 35-23. Last thing I remember happening on the floor was the Twin Valley insignia being painted over with the Big 16. That was like 13 years ago. Ryan Hadley catches the ball, tried to get it back outside to Coldwater, traveling another unforced turnover for the boys in red and white. He's up by 12, but 3-1 left to play in the third quarter.
Starting to see a little frustration in the Coldwater players out there.
Sturgis High School gym becoming the house of horrors once again. Shefke, left wing three, is short. Ball went between Cam Stewart's legs. And Jack Sesky trying to haul the ball in. He knocks it out of bounds. Here come the Cardinals trailing by 12. Mago moving to the top of the key. Needs help. Mock feeding Taggart inside. Lost the dribble. Loose ball picked up by Wright on his behind. And another
30,
Kurowski timeout.
30-second timeout by Kurowski.
2:33 left in the third, 35-23 Trojans. We're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4000.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
2:33 left to play in the third quarter. It's now 35-23, Trojans leading the Cardinals. So far, they have outscored the Cardinals 9-5. What a way to make a living for the boys in orange and black. They have the ball coming out of the timeout. Chance Stewart catches on the high right block. Bounce pass to Wright on the left wing. Get the ball back to Tristan Stewart. On the weave, it'll come to Sheffy now. Wright catches. Moves from the left sideline to the right. The give is to Tristan. Now Sheffy, open left wing three. Bounces off the rim. Mock with a rebound for Coldwater. Nagos ahead to Ryan Hanley. Dribble driving right baseline. Bounce pass to no one in particular. Maurer actually got kind of tied up on the perimeter.
A pretty high bounce pass for Grant Maurer to handle.
Another unforced turnover, getting the ball back to the Trojans, who lead 35-23. A minute 50 left to play in the quarter. Sheffy, cross-court pass to Tristan Stewart. Now the feed back to Sheffy on the right corner, dribble driving. Taggart with a slap away on his shot attempt. Looks like Taggart maybe assessed the foul. A triple team collapse on him. They actually give a foul to Grant Maurer, who helped out on defense and got a little bit of arm, evidently. His second team second.
Chesky to the line for the first time tonight.
Nate Waterbury coming in for...
I was looking down. Did Chesky make that one?
He did not. Well, I don't think he even took it yet because we had some substitution.
Oh, good. Okay.
Number 34, whose last name is Adams, I think he's... Mm-hmm. The split of the pair from the free throw line for... that was Chesky, right?
Yep.
36-23. Other end of the floor, Polson, who came in for Sturgis, is going to be assessed his third foul. His first foul, team third of the second half. Waterbury inbound to Hadley. Double team is on him. Kick the ball out to Waterbury. Moving down the middle, he's clogged up by a triple team loose ball collected by Luke Sickhusen, who also checked in. All the ball comes out to Mago. Hadley catches top of the tee. A new player for Sturgis, not on my roster. That's the athletic director's son, is it not?
Could be.
Last name's Adams. Here's Hadley trying to feed the ball other end of the block to Texas, knocked away from him. Ryan Schuler checks back into the Sturgis lineup. Jason Klein has come in as well. Kristen Stewart getting a breather, as is Polson. Coldwater ball, 58.5 seconds left to play in the third quarter. They trail by 13, 36-23. Waterbury needs help. Trying to find Hadley. It's tipped away, and it's stolen by Jack Sheffy. Offensive foul. Hadley takes the charge once again.
Good call by the official. Great hustle by Ryan Hadley to get down there and draw that foul on Jack Sheffy. Chesky's second, team's fourth.
Okay, if that's a 50-second foul, why did they give a foul to Coldwell?
Yeah, they gave it to Coldwell. I saw that.
Oh, it's a standard Sturgis move. Not going to miss that when we leave for the I-8 and they leave for the Wolverines. Missed by Coldwater on the other end. The shooting woes continue for the Cardinals here in the third quarter. They only have 5 points compared to the 10 that the Trojans have right now, 36-23. Sturgis now playing for the final shot of the quarter. Chesky sideline right. Now Champ is going to hold it on his hip and get it to Klein, back to Stewart at the center court circle. Now the Trojans run the offense. They give this to Jack Chesky. He's at the top of the key with four, with three. The bounce pass to Champ Stewart. A couple of head fakes, moving to the top. He fade away. Jay, oh, he got it. He shot over Michael Hagos. He grazed his second triple of the game. That hurt. 39-23 Trojans after three. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
At the end of the night, be listening for a McDonald's Player of the Game, brought to you by McDonald's of Branch County. I'm almost tempted to give it to a player on the opposing team, a certain number 30. Well, Dan Stewart with 31 of Sturgis with 39 points. He is putting on a clinic tonight. He wants to finish out his basketball career undefeated against his arch rivals.
I know losing the silver football at Coldwater in his last football game over there hurt him pretty badly. And he definitely is making his point well known tonight that we're not going to lose this game here tonight.
39-23, Trojans lead by 13. They have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Adams will kick the ball out to Klein. Now the feed comes inside from Adams to Chance Stewart. A couple of pump fakes off the glass, no good. Whistle and a foul against the Trojans.
And that's going to go against number 50, Ryan Schuler. Going over the back.
Beck using back into the lineup. Now we see Scout Case making his first appearance.
There you go.
Called that earlier and got it wrong. 5'6 senior for the Cardinals will push the ball up the floor. Case, Waterbury, Beck, Susan, Hadley, and Maka 5 on the floor for Coldwater right now. 17-footer in and out for Ryan Hadley, rebounded by guess who? Cam Stewart to Jack Chesky. Chesky with a quiet 6 points of his own.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I don't think Tristan Stewart has shot the ball all night long. Chance's brother handled the ball a lot for the Trojans. But
I'll have to take a look at those final stats coming from the Dwyers, Emma and younger brother Keegan. Bounce pass by Chesky, intercepted by Luke Beckhusen. Beckhusen on a one-on-two break. He lost the dribble, though. Trying to get the dribble back, tripping over Jack Chesky. And Beckhusen, unfortunately, is going to be assessed the foul. It's going to be his second.
You're kidding.
Well, this is what Brian Kelly is saying back into the floor in so many words. It's going to be his second foul, team third for the Cardinals. And all Brian Kelly can do after getting the explanation is just scratch the back of his head.
Yeah. Just kind of scratching.
Sh- Sheskey with the ball to Klein on the left wing. Now back to Sheskey. The Trojans leading by 13 can afford to milk some time off the clock. Look out, man. Hot cross court pass went over Klein's hands and out of bounds. Back to the Cardinals. Full timeout taken by Sturgeon. 6:25 left, 39-23. The Trojans lead the Cardinals. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep. They beat rates, hands down.
Security?
Yes. You gotta remember it's federally insured.
Local service? You got it.
They're personable. They know your face. They know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
39-23, Sturgis leading Coldwater. The Cardinals do have the ball. The pass comes inside to Hadley, back out to Case, and now Beck Hughes up top trying to dribble drive. Shoot over Schuler. Schuler got a block. But the rebound tip in went in for the Cardinals. Who got that one? Ryan Mott. Cleaning up and collecting for his first points of the second half. 14-point lead. And the ball's going to go back to the Cardinals. What just happened?
I'm not sure. Could have been a travel or an over the back.
Didn't see a travel. My best guess would have been maybe a very quick five-second call.
That would have been a real travel.
I'm going exactly.
5 second call.
Knock down the middle, kick it out. Beck using for three. Off the back of the rim. And done. The ball taken down by Adams. Kristen Stewart, who's back in, with the ball. Bounce pass across the timeline to Sheffy. Now it comes back to Kristen. Kristen cross court to Sheffy. This time, Ryan Hadley's feet works as Sheffy runs into Ryan. Hadley will be assessed the foul on Sheffy's drive.
A little late getting down on the baseline for Ryan Hadley on that play.
That is actually his third foul, although the board has him with four. Ball goes out of bounds. Stewart's shot blocked by Hadley, and that was last off a chance. Here's Mock on the left wing. Gets the ball to Case. Now Waterbury. Alyssa Herman range and she, how about that? He drained it.
Nate Waterbury with his first bucket of the night makes it a three-pointer.
39-28, pushing foul on Beck Hughes and other end of the floor as he was trailing Sheffy. His third is the team fifth. Nick Green back in for Sturgis as Ryan Schuler takes a seat. Adams gets the ball to Green, knocked away. Brian Kelly shouting some instructions from the other end of the floor.
Let's see if that was Mock or Hadley that knocked that one away.
I think it was Mock. Both. Sturgis gets the ball back. Champs underhand with the Sheffy. Now here's Tristan. Now Case gets into the scorebook with his first foul. The fouls are starting to rack up. His first is going to be the team sixth. Kristen Stewart triggering sideline right, caught in the backcourt by Adams. Getting the ball to Sheffy across to Adams. Out of bounds to Coldwell. We'll take a minute break. 9:28.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
While we were away very briefly, the Cardinals are starting to make things a little bit interesting. Ryan Mock heating it up with a three-pointer to make it 39-31 Sturgis with 4:20 left to play in the fourth quarter. Thus necessitating the Trojan timeout, the Cardinals are going to come out and show a 2-2-1 zone press.
Cardinals have scored 8 points here in the fourth quarter. Sturgis scored none.
Trojans able to break the press. Chance Stewart was tripped on the right block. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Coldwater. Chance will inbound to Lonnie Wright, who checked in during the timeout. Garrett Good trying to kick the ball out to Chance Stewart. Dribble drive, hot stuff, lost the ball.
Clay's Watson came up with the speed.
No, but still down on the ground. Chance Stewart had it. Waterbury diving after it, and it's going to be Trojan ball on the alternate possession arrow. Nice hustle by everybody involved in that.
Scrum.
Oh, yeah. I stand corrected. It's going to be Coldwater ball coming off the alternate possession arrow.
Coldwater with another chance to cut into that Trojan lead.
Currently 39-31 with 3:50 left in the fourth quarter. Here's Mock. Defeat to a streaking Waterbury back from behind. It's a clean block, and it's going to go out of bounds. Coldwater ball. Shefsky with a block.
Nice play by the Cardinals, but better play by Jack Shefsky.
Waterbury is looking. Bounce pass comes to Ryan Hanley. He's triple-teamed. Fadeaway Jay shoots over Schuler. Hits the side of the backboard. Here come the Trojans, leading by 8. Chance Stewart down the middle. The give is to Airgood. Kick the ball out to Chance on the left corner. Blaze guarding him. Blaze Watson. Now a triple team came out on him. That forced Chance to go out of bounds.
Well, good job by the Cardinals on the triple team.
Got Pace getting ready to check back into the Coldwater lineup. He will inbound the ball instead of Blaze Watson, who will come to the bench. So it's Case, Magos, Mack, Hadley, and Waterbury. The five on the floor for Coldwater right now. Waterbury receives the ball between the circles. Now a dribble drive down the middle. Bounce pass, kick it out to Magos. Spot three, but it was 2-12, a pass coming out. Here's Mack for three.
Yes! Ryan Mack, another three.
39-34, Trojans lead by just 5, 305 left.
Well, that would bring Coach Kurowski up off the bench.
Not yet. There's a turnaround shot over Hadley by Ryan Schuler. That's the Trojans' first points here in the fourth quarter. 7-point lead once again, 41-34. Here's Waterbury. Off of Hadley's screen, the runner is short. Rebounded by Shefsky. Triple team on Shefsky. Loose ball picked up by Chance Stewart. They're trying to double team him. Now get across court to right. He's on the left wing. Bounce pass back to Chance. Kind of a mismatch there. Scott Case and Chance Stewart. Waterbury diving after the ball, and Nate is going to be assessed a foul.
Even Waterbury going against him.
Waterbury's first foul is the team's seventh. Kristen Stewart back in. Lonnie Wright out. Chance Stewart to the free throw line just for 1-1. His first shots from the free throw line here in the second half.
Yep.
Again, just a 1-1. He has 31 and now 32 as he drains the first and gets the bonus. All but 8 of the Sturgis points coming from number 30. 42-34, 43-34, the lead back up to 9. Here's Waterbury with the ball, launches a triple over Tristan Stewart, rolls off the hoop. Nagles is there with the rebound, kicking out, Mock for 3. Wide right, Camps with the rebound, immediate double team coming out on him. Trying to get the ball away is Magos. Needs help, gets it across, finally got there, good, he traveled. Now there is a call that got Coach Kowalski off the bench.
Oh, that was a very good call. Everybody in the stands knew it, except maybe a few.
And timeout is going to be taken by Coldwater. Full timeout, 2:14 left, 43-34 Sturgis. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Steve Smith for Damascus Road Ministries. We're tired of all the drugs and alcohol ruining the men and families of Branch County. We're tired of too many absent fathers in the lives of children. We're tired of too many great single moms out there working two jobs just to make ends meet. The Call Center, Coldwater Area Life and Learning Center, Men's Shelter is here to help. Make this dream a reality by donating on our secure website at DamascusRoadMI.org. Donate today. Together we can restore hope to the men and families of Branch County. Now is the time.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
May Waterbury triggers in front of the Sturgis bench to scout Case, 43-34. Trojans lead by 9, 2:08 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Cardinals trying to mount a miraculous fourth quarter comeback, the likes of which we haven't seen yet this season. Magos get the ball out to Ryan Mock and Tristan Stewart over his back. I have that as Tristan.
That's got 3 on it. And that's what they've got up on the scoreboard.
Team 6, Coldwater ball, under 2 minutes left. They trail by 9. Scout Case, Waterbury with a head fake. Get the ball back to Mock, top of the key, now back to Waterbury. Almost launching another 25-footer, kick the ball out to Magos for 3, right wing, bounces off the hoop. Dying for the rebound is Ryan Schuler for Sturgis. Immediately two times, finds Tristan Stewart, a home run pass to Airgood, lay up at Stewart.
Airgood snuck behind the Cardinal defense, gets his first bucket of the night.
Ryan Mock with a no-look runner goes in, timeout Coldwater after that exchange of buckets, it's now 45-36. 30-second timeout, we'll stay here with a minute 25 left in regulation, still a 3-possession game.
Not over yet.
No.
Not by any means.
Never over until that final whistle blows.
You know, especially with the advent of the 3-point shot years ago. See about anything happen. You know, you get a 3-point shot, you can get fouled on it, you can actually get a 4-pointer out of it.
We actually saw that in the girls' game, which the Coldwater Cardinal girls, we want to mention earlier tonight, they got the 45-38 win over the Sturgis Trojans. Kimby and Kendall Galloway with 14 points apiece. They led all scorers. Nikki Nelson with 13. Marissa Parker, 12. Rachel Anderson, 11 for Sturgis. Trojan ball coming out of the timeout. It was slapped away by Ryan Hadley. We'll try this inbound play again with a minute 24 left. Chance Stewart to trigger. Cardinals are pressing, home run pass to a streaking Jack Sheske, plays Watson back on defense, and here's the pitch and pass foul. Sheske converts the layup. The PA announcer just called that a quarterback pass.
Right on the money, there's no doubt about that.
Wasn't Sheske one of Champ's favorite receivers?
Yes, he was.
Blaze Watson picking up his first foul. Team 8, Shefke to try and complete the three-point play. Got a nice roll on the back of the rim. 12-point lead once again, 48-36 Trojans. Minute 16 left. Ball comes to Ryan Hanley trying to attack the weak side. Overshot it, but he drew the foul as he hits the padded wall behind him.
Foul's going to go against Ryan Schuler. I've got him for his third. That's going to make it team seven. Hadley should be going to the line for two.
They assess him with his fourth. And Hadley will indeed be going up for two. Missed the first one, though.
Right.
Matt Holzen in as Schuler with his fourth foul comes out. Hanley with misses on both ends of that trip to the free throw line, and immediately Blaze Watson trying to go over Polson's back to get the poke away. Blaze's second quick foul, team nine, final one and one for Sturgis upcoming. Blaze to the bench, and Scout Chase comes in. Polson, the only Sturgis player at the free around the free throw lane. His four other teammates standing at center court. Front end is good for Colson. He'll get the bonus. He'll get into the scorebook for the first time. 49-36 Trojans. 13-point lead. Remains a 13-point lead. Case with a rebound. Waterbury, left wing three, bounces off the hoop. Nagels is there with the rebound, trying to put it up strong. No, wide left. Flat by Hadley to, I think that was Waterbury that got the bucket.
Right.
And another 30-second timeout taken by Coldwater. It's still an 11-point game with 58.1 seconds left in regulation, 49-38 Trojans.
Well, still a lot of hard work to do for the Cardinals to get this one or come back and even tie this one, but stranger things have happened in basketball games.
The top teams are on the bonus. Coldwater with seven fouls, Sturgis with seven fouls and Coldwater with nine. That's what I'm trying to say. So the next foul against Coldwater would put Sturgis up for the double bonus. I believe the possession arrow, we can't see it on the scoreboard, and it's built into the scorer's table. I believe it's pointing Sturgis' way. Trojan ball coming out of the timeout. The inbound comes immediately to Airgood. Tam Stewart, followed by Ryan Mock. Should be his second.
And we're going to the line for two for Chance Stewart.
Chance Stewart with 33 of the Trojans' 49 points. He's only had one miss from the charity stripe so far tonight.
That was his first one. First attempt of the night.
Imagine that. Got the first one defending in. Offensive for defensive substitution. Blaze out and Scout Case back in. 50-38, 12-point lead with 55.1 seconds left. Second one off the back of the rim. I wonder if he line drive that intentionally.
I doubt it.
Hadley for three off the pass from Case. Went wide left, ball down on the ground, comes back out. Nagels got away with the travel. Here's Waterbury trying to attack the weak side. Blocked by Stewart. Tamps with the rip away. Now he'll find Jack Shefke. Double team trailing Shefke. Hadley pushed down on the ground. They're going to get Hadley with a foul. That would be his fourth foul by my count, and Jack Shefke back at the free throw line. First of two from the junior. Bounces does not go in.
Got a chance to break into double figures here for Jack Shefke. I got him at 9 points.
So do I. So does the side panels here on the scoreboard. 34.9 seconds now left in the game. Second one, in and out and in. Now Jack Shefke with 10 points. Chance Stewart with 34. 51-38 Trojans. Here's Hadley inside. Ryan Mock's scoop shot is good. Timeout. Coldwater. Full timeout with 22.7 seconds left. 11-point lead for the Trojans, 51-40. Let's take this one-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Sturgis ball coming out of the Coldwater timeout. Lonnie Wright fouled in the front court by Blaze Watson. That's going to be his third foul. Right to the free throw line. The Trojans of Sturgis leading Coldwater 51-40. There's now 17.3 seconds showing. Right drains the first one. The offensive or defensive substitution once again. The Trojans lead by 12. Could be a five-possession game if Wright converts on the back end. It's down, it's up, it's good. 13-point lead, 53-40. Sturgis is going to line up with a W more than likely, unless Mock has something to say about that. He missed the three-pointer from the left wing. Shifty with the rebound, and Holzen tied up. He's going back the other way for a pair. The only thing left in doubt now, what the final score will wind up being. Michael Magos picking up his third foul. From 9.6 seconds left. Holzen, one-handed dribble, dips, shoots, and scores.
Nothing but net.
54-40. A two-touchdown lead for the Trojans over the Cardinals. Second one down, up and good. The Trojans lead by 15. 8 seconds left. Here's Mock on the left wing. Get it to Case. Right wing three. Rolls off the hoop. Rebounded by the Trojans. Like the Cardinals are going to call off the dog, close the crown, get it over, and Sturgis comes up with a 55-40 victory.
Well, way too much of Chance Stewart tonight for the Cardinals. And 22 points there in his first half.
He finished the game at 34, right?
12 in the second half, yeah. So 34 points for him. Oh, I just did not have an answer. He's way too strong, way too athletic, way too mobile for our Coldwater big guys. And again, I think he's getting a little bit of revenge for Coldwater taking that silver football, you know, back at the end of the winter during the football season.
Well, Sturgis improved to 4-5 in the MAC East, 8-5 overall. The Cardinals dropped at 0-8 in the East. They're still looking for their first MAC East win. They are now 3-10 overall after the loss. 55-40, Sturgis on top of Coldwater here on the night camp of our doubleheader. Back with the postgame in 3 minutes and 15 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WCBB.
Saving you money and great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2013 Dodge Dart Limited with heated seats, remote start, and power sunroof? Just $21,200. You save over $3,200. Or step up to real style with a 2013 Chrysler 300C John Varvatos with V6, navigation system, dual power seats, and heated first and second row seats. seats, now just $37,467. You save over $7,800 just at tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hedrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Bobilia. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory crane techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4824. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Sturgis High School. It was a split of a two games here tonight. Sturgis Trojans and the Coldwater Cardinals doing battle for the final time as members of the SMAC. We mentioned that the Sturgis Trojans will be moving over to the Wolverine Conference while Coldwater leaves to form the Interstate 8, but I was apprised by Quinn that they're setting up home-and-home series with both Sturgis and Lakeview the next couple of years, so at least those traditions will continue for the next couple of years on the basketball side of things.
And that's great to see. Obviously, it's something that you can't do in football just because of the way the Wolverine is scheduled. But, you know, for this rivalry to continue on, which is one of the greatest rivalries in Michigan high school basketball, is fantastic. And glad to see the athletic directors were able to do that, both for Sturgis and Lakeview and as well as for our Coldwater Cardinals.
The girls' game went to the Coldwater Cardinals against the Trojans. We'll touch on that in a little bit. First, let's give you a scoring summary of the Trojan boys were all over Coldwater, 55-40. Start off with the victorious Sturgis Trojans, who improved to 4-5 in the SMAC East, 8-5 overall. Cam Stewart, he could not be denied. 34 points and 12 rebounds. He also had a couple of assists tossed in there as well. Jack Chesky with a quiet 10 points and 6 rebounds. He had 5 assists. Tristan Stewart, he had no points, but he did have 2 rebounds and 4 assists. And as you surmised, Tristan Stewart did not take a shot at all tonight.
He's their floor general out there. He's the guy that kind of takes care of the basketball and is responsible for getting it to his big brother. So,
Lonnie Wright with 4, Matt Polson with 3, and Ryan Schuler with 2. Schuler had 7 rebounds as the Trojans out-rebounded Coldwater on the night 31-24. They outscored the Cardinals 55-40. And Chan Stewart's 34 and Jack Shefsky's 10, those are 44 of the Trojans' 55 points.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question those two... They were their leading scorers coming into tonight. Chance at 21, I think, and then Shesky around 14 or so.
Yep, that sounds about right. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, leading the way, Ryan Mock with 16 points. He also had 3 rebounds. Logan Taggart with 4, Nate Waterbury with 5, Blaze Watson with a couple, Michael Magos, so 7 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. And Grant Maurer with 6. Those are the 40 that are up on the board for Coldwater. By the quarters, Sturgis won the first 11. It was an 11-11 tie, rather, in the first. Sturgis won the second 15-7. The third quarter, 13-5. Coldwater won the fourth 17-16. It wound up being a little bit too late as the Cardinals fall to the Sturgis Trojans 55-40. We're now joined by Coldwater head boys basketball coach Brian Kelly. Our post-game interview brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Brian Kelly now joining us on our post-game show. What a clinic shown by Sturgis' Chance Stewart. Once again, especially in the first half, the Cardinals didn't seem to have an answer for him.
No, we didn't. I thought we did a pretty good job on him. He's going to score points. I'm just glad the kid's graduated.
You and the rest of the league.
But he's a great kid. He's just a monster, and there's nothing else you could say for him. He plays extremely hard, and we just didn't have an answer for him. We tried to double him. We got out of our game plan. I thought we did pretty good in the first quarter, even though he had, 8 points or whatever he had in the first quarter. We know he's going to get his points, but we got out of our game plan a little bit in the second and third quarter, I thought. Especially the second, we got an 18, I think we were up 18-17, and all of a sudden we didn't score again for the rest of the half. And, we just were quick shooting the basketball. We came down to 4, we'd make one pass, and we shot a quick shot. Chance is just continuing to beat up on us. Can't wait till you graduate.
Yes, Chance Stewart just materialized to speak to our colleagues in the Sturgis radio station.
But yeah, he's a horse, and we just don't have an answer for that consistent pounding that he brings to us. We tried a lot of different things tonight, and we got him shut down for a little bit at times. But he's going to get his points. I was just a little disappointed in our execution in the second and third quarter. But I thought our kids played extremely hard tonight. And I can't knock them for anything other than, we just didn't have a matchup for Chance tonight.
Yeah, he's just way too mobile and way too athletic for anything that we've got at this point, Brian. And that takes nothing away from our kids.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought our kids played their hearts out. They played right down to the very end.
Yep.
We scored, I think, the first 8 points of the fourth quarter. Kind of got back into it, and all of a sudden, boom, they make some plays, and, the game ends up the way it does.
The thing is, they're a good free throw shooting team. So, they proved that back when we had them at Coldwater. And, again, tonight, what did they shoot? 72%. And, when we had to foul them there down the stretch, Chance and Jack and those guys all made free throws, and, would never let us get back into... I think we got it down to 8 at one time or 7, but we just never could get over that hump because they consistently make their free throws, and, there's nothing, you can't do anything, you can't make up a whole lot of ground when they keep knocking them down.
Now, they shot 56.3% from the field, 33.3%
from the three-point line and 72.7 from the free throw line. So that's
when you're
a pretty good percentage.
Well, when you're any chance of shooting it within 3 feet of the basket a lot, your percentage should be really high.
And if you remember the first quarter, he missed a few in there.
Yeah.
Kind of close. So.
Yeah, and... You know, so,
well, let's take a look at your team tonight. I thought Michael Magos played a pretty good floor game tonight. He had 7 points and 7 rebounds for you, but Ryan Mock really came on strong for you tonight.
You know, Ryan's been playing really well the last few games for us. You know, he just adds a dimension that he can fight inside. He'll battle with the big guys in there. And he'll take a little guard down there, but he'll bring he's kind of like Chance, but just maybe not quite as quick in that first step. But he'll take him out, he'll take a post player, step him out at the 3-point line, and tell you that he's either going to blow right by you or he's going to knock down a 3-point jump shot on you. And he has been great this year and been probably, I would lean to say, one of our most consistent players. Since even day one of the season, and he's done a great job. Now there's nights that he doesn't get all his points, but he's still doing a lot of good things with the rebounding, playing defense, and and I tell you what, that kid can flat pass the ball. Ryan can. I mean, he throws some passes to guys that aren't. I don't even see him cutting or something, and all of a sudden Ryan hits him with the ball in their hands. So
yeah, I noticed that last year from him, even as a junior, that he was very good at passing. What really impressed me when I got here tonight was looking at the statistics. His free throw shooting.
Oh,
80%?
Yeah.
That's Cam Holicky numbers.
Right. He goes to the free throw line. It's almost like you can put it in a book, and we just turn around and go to the other end of the floor. So, yeah, And he can flat shoot. He can score.
Well, you got Loinorx now coming up on Monday. And obviously, Bishop Robinson is gone. They're still going to be a pretty good athletic basketball team. And I'm sure you've probably taken a look at them this year. What do you expect?
You know, well, they'll be up-tempo. They'll be quick. They're athletic. To be honest with you, I took a look at them about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and since then I've probably watched 10 more basketball games because we've been snowed out with them. So we still have them, we have, 6-7 games left. We play them twice. So to be honest with you, I don't have it off the top of my head, exactly who we have to look for and stuff. But, the bottom line is, they're going to be athletic, they're going to be quick, and they're going to look to push the ball.
Yeah, of course, that's going to be the first of three games coming up, and you got back-to-back games after Loinorx. You host Marshall next Tuesday, too, and then a trip to Gull Lake next Friday. So
yeah, great week.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal Boys, thank you for your time. I'll see you up in Loinorx on Monday.
Long as it doesn't snow anymore.
Exactly. Thanks, guys.
Good effort, Brian.
Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show. The Coldwater Cardinals fall to the Sturgis Trojans 55-40 as we finish taking a look at the stats for the game. You mentioned that the Trojans finished the game shooting 18 out of 32, 56.3%. 10 of 20 in the first half, 8 of 12 in the second half, 3 of 9 from downtown, 1 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. From the free throw line, they were an outstanding 16 out of 22, 72.7%. 5 of 7 in the first half and 11 of 15 in the second half. How about the Cardinals fare meanwhile? 16 of 50 shooting from the field, 32%. 6 of 20 downtown, 30%. 2 of 9 only from the charity stripe, 22.2%. 2 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 6 in the second half. We mentioned that the Cardinals were out-rebounded by the Trojans, 31-24. Turnovers, 17 for Sturgis, 14 for Coldwater. Off of those turnovers, the Cardinals at the slight 16-13 edge, 4 lead changes, 5 ties, and that's your ball game.
Yeah, I mean, just way too much chance, Stuart, tonight. And when Coldwater did make a run at him there, especially in the fourth quarter, they answered right back and came back and put the game away. But, just a monster game for Chance, 34 points, 12 rebounds, and a couple of assists probably in there. Mm-hmm. And,
as one of the people said, a football pass, you know, and stuff. That's exactly what he had on one of the plays where he had Chesky down here at this end and stuff. So just a really good effort. But the Cardinals fought right to the very end. Got to give them that. And a lot of heart. They showed a lot of heart out there tonight. And, you know, hopefully they can take that and maybe sneak away with a win at Blaine Oryx. We've got Marshall coming up on Tuesday and Gull Lake next Friday, so it's going to be a busy week for the Cards.
Same for the Coldwater girls. They make the road trip with the boys on Monday to Loyne Norks. They play at Marshall next Tuesday and then the road trip with the boys to Gull Lake next Friday. Quickly talk about the Cardinal girls getting the 45-38 win over Sturgis to sweep the season series. Kendall Galloway, our McDonald's player of the game, with 14, tied with game-high honors with older sister Kenzie, who finished with 14. Carly Smoker and Shelby Bowers each with 6. Meanwhile, for Sturgis, Nikki Nelson, 13, Marissa Parker, 12, and Rachel Anderson with 11 in the losing effort.
Real impressed with the way Kendall Galloway played, and I know Kenzie Galloway has really stepped up her game this year and become a really solid team leader, and the girls look up to her. And, you know, Ken Smoker's got that program, I think, going in the right direction. Got to keep it going. But the Galloway girls tonight were the answer for the Cardinals. So good job by the Lady Cards tonight, Coach Ken Smoker.
One last bit of business before we call it a night from here at Sturgis, the naming of our McDonald's Boys Basketball Player of the Game. We'll do that after this for McDonald's of Branch County.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Love is the main theme of Valentine's Day, so when you and your sweetheart are looking for a place to celebrate, you obviously want a place that you can love, like Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. After all, what's not to love? With choice Black Angus daily dinner and drink specials and 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. It'll be love at first bite when you celebrate Valentine's Day at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12. Make your Valentine's reservations today.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day, even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
With our McDonald's boys basketball player of the game, we were leaning toward big number 44 for the Cardinals, who scored 14 of his team-high 18 points there in the fourth quarter of a losing effort.
Yeah, we're talking about Ryan Mock there, and obviously Coach Kelly had good words to say for him, and so do we. You know, Ryan, I think, has done a great job all year long. As I mentioned to Coach Kelly, I noticed his passing ability last year, and that's continued this year, but He single-handedly tried to keep Goldwater into the game in the fourth quarter there and almost was able to do it. The Cardinals scored the first 8 points there of the fourth quarter, and if they could have come up with a couple other defensive stops and then got a couple of buckets there and stuff, who knows what might have happened at the end. It might have, should have been a lot more exciting, but Sturgis was able to pull it away, but Ryan Mock just did an outstanding job. As Coach said, he makes his free throws. He's not afraid to go outside and shoot the three ball, and he'll take it to the hole with the best of them as well. So our McDonald's player of the game, from my vote anyway, would be Ryan Mock. And a special recognition to Michael Magos, 7 points and seven rebounds for the Cardinals, as well as handling the ball a lot for them tonight.
And I guess we also have to give honorable mention to Sturgis's Chan Stewart. 34 points and 12 rebounds. What more can you say?
Like Coach Kelly told him, Coach Kelly lifted his mic up a little bit and said to Chance, who was behind us being interviewed by the Sturgis radio station, I'll be glad when you graduate. And I know there's a lot of coaches and a lot of ATs in this league that'll be happy to see him go. But I don't know if it was you that asked me whether he was going to play baseball, this spring or not, but I did get a chance to talk to him before the game. He definitely was happy to get the signing out of the way yesterday, mm-hmm. but he definitely is playing baseball in the springtime as well for Sturgis High School.
But with 18 points, Ryan Mock, our McDonald's player of the game. Coming up for both the Cardinal boys and girls basketball teams, a makeup trip to Loy Norix on Monday.
Yeah, Loy Norix girls, I believe, got us the first time we played, if I'm not mistaken. No, we haven't played them yet. That's right.
Actually, we have not played the boys yet. We did play the girls.
Okay.
And Coldwater was edged by Loy Norix by one. Avi Alexander and Kenzie Galloway had game-high honors, tied with game-high honors.
Yes.
But Avi Alexander went down the very next game with an ACL injury, and she's done for the year. So
that's
going to be a different look for the Knight girls.
And that's really unfortunate, because I was really kind of looking forward to seeing her play. She's a very exciting player, or was a very exciting player, left-hander and stuff, and shoot the ball from inside and outside, shoot the free throws, get the rebounds and stuff. But hopefully the Lady Cardinals can come away with a victory, and then also the boys will be playing after the girls on Monday night,
mm-hmm.
and maybe we can sneak one in on the Loy Norix Knights on Monday as well.
Some of the games the Cardinals and the Knights have played against each other have been close, particularly in that gym.
Yeah, they don't have Bishop Robinson anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other cast of characters, obviously, they're still going to be a good athletic basketball team. They've got a great coach, and we'll just have to see what happens on Monday night. Just hopefully we'll have good weather for it.
Oh, you will be up at the Loy Norix Choiring. There's the Choiring Gymnasium out there, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. But I will not be with my commitments with CCS-TV and the broadcasts of the Coldwater City Council meetings. So Ken Delaney will be joining you tomorrow, Monday, for both games, and that's going to begin at 5:30 with the pregame show for the girls' game, doubleheader up
on a Monday night between Coldwater and Lloyd Norricks. Hopefully you can join us. That's the story from here at a nearly empty Sturgis High School gym. For Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studio, and for my broadcast partners, Quinn Berry, and welcome back once again, Al Rackesy.
Glad to be here.
Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Sturgis Trojans until Monday night from Lloyd Norricks. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Halen Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.